read books, books.
Well, talk about a different land. So I've been doing the show a long, long time, and every once in a while something happens that's never happened before, and it's a little surprising to me when things happen that have never happened before. So at just a little bit after 11 o'clock, we went out to get our guest, and she wasn't there. And we thought, oh, they haven't arrived yet. And then we became a little concerned of what happened. We called their place of employment and said, oh, where's our book pick guest? And they said, oh, she should be there. It wasn't until we started to play the Richard Russo interview that we realized that our guest had been brought into another studio with another guest for another show. So I looked out in the sign-in sheet, saw that it was our guest, and then I just took a note and I said, are you Nicole?
Yes, I am.
And she said, yes. And I said, why don't you come in here and we'll put you in the right studio. And you probably were wondering, why am I in this interview about dance?
Well, I just figured I'm a delightful person and everyone wants to talk to me, so worked out well.
It's abundantly clear and abundantly true, and I thank you very much. I feel like we've taken you hostage in some way,
no.
So it's just very nice that we finally have found you in our own building. Well, it is Tuesday. It's time for Book Picks. It's a couple of minutes late, but that's all right. It certainly isn't Nicole's fault. She's a children's bookseller at North Shire Bookstore in Manchester Center, Vermont. They also have a store in Saratoga Springs, New York. Nicole Zem, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, how is life as a children's bookseller in Manchester?
Always delightful. Always an adventure there, too. You never know what's going to happen and who's going to show up. So, and how many kids are going to cry.
That's so right. All right. So give us, where would you like to begin? You have a great list. Where would you like to begin?
So I've kind of collected a book from all the sections in the children's department.
Nicely
so
done.
We'll start at the oldest in our young adults. So this is geared towards kids that are like age 13 to 18. And it's called The Field Guide of the North American Teenager by Ben Felipe. And I actually listened to this story and I just found it hilarious and charming and sweet. So Norris Kaplan is from Canada and his mom has to move to Austin, Texas because of her new job. And just his fight with the heat alone is enough to read this book about just continuously sweating and everything. And he's miserable and unhappy. And his mom tries to make him friends by putting up an advertisement at the college she's teaching at, like, come be my son's friend. Like, I mean, it's an embarrassment and a good time all rolled into one. He has this snarkiness about him that I just find delightful, that other teenagers I think can relate to. He grows a lot as a person, and I love books where characters grow. He learns that stereotypes aren't really always what they seem to be. And in the end, good things happen, but it's not that happily ever after that a lot of books have. It's very, I feel like there's hope, but it's not like his life is not perfect at the end of the book. There's still some growth to happen there.
The Field Guide to the North American Teenager by Ben Philip or Felipe?
I'm going to go with Felipe.
Okay.
I feel like he's French-Canadian. I could be wrong.
Right.
Sorry, Ben.
Next.
Let's go to Lincoln's Grave Robbers by Steve Shenkin. So this is a nonfiction book. In it, Benjamin Boyd, who is a master counterfeiter, is arrested by the Secret Service. And his boss, Big Jim, now is losing money. So now he has to find a way to get Benjamin Boyd out of prison. So his big plan is to steal Abraham Lincoln's body from the cemetery in Illinois. This follows the true story of Patrick Tyrell, who's the Secret Service assigned to the area, and Big Ben and the people that are involved of trying to steal Lincoln's body so that they can use it to leverage against the government to make some money, but also get Benjamin Boyd out of jail so that they can continue their counterfeiting empire. Schenken does a really good job of telling a good story. So the facts are there. You know, there's been a lot of good research involved in it. And it's just, it's interesting. It's engaging. It's a great read. I'd enjoyed it, and I'm not a teenager. But I think any kid ages, you know, 10 to 15, 16 could really learn a lot from this. And like I said, the history and the narrative are just weaved together perfectly. So it's more like reading a story than being, you know, drudged through American history.
So. Lincoln's Grave Robbers by Steve Sheinkin. All right.
All right. And then let's do Max and the Midnight by Lincoln Pierce. That name might sound familiar. Lincoln Pierce wrote all the Big Nate books, which are huge, huge, huge books. This is a graphic novel. Mostly a graphic novel, but there are some narrative elements to it. So Max wants to be a knight and not a troubadour, but she actually lives in a world where you have to do what your parents were doing before. So Max goes on this great adventure. He meets some good friends, Millie and Simon and Kevin, and together they have to save the king, the kind King Conrad, from wherever he is at. And in the process that they learn to handle hard things, they learn that you don't always have to do what you've, you know, that you don't have to follow tradition, that it's okay to break the tradition and to grow as a person. And I love it. The kids are, they're young, so it's great for reluctant readers, but it's great for those parents who want to show their kids that they can be anything and do anything as well. And it's just, it's a fun story. There's a lot of humor involved in it. There's some great idioms that come in through that just, there's a really good rich language along with the graphics that just bring the story to life. So, Lincoln Pierce.
Excellent. It is Lincoln Pierce, Max and the Midnights. All right.
Let's go up to Our Mustache Baby by Bridget Hios. I discovered this by accident. When our books come in, I sit and read some of them, and this one just cracked me up. So Billy is a baby that has a mustache, and his mustache grows when he gets in trouble, and it curls and it goes into a bad guy mustache. All right. And he has a friend named Javier, and Javier has a beard. And again, when he gets in trouble, his beard gets all pointy and becomes a bad guy beard. So in Our Mustache Baby, Javier and Billy are at the pool with friends and family, and they come across Captain Kidd and Short John Silver, and a battle for the high seas ensues. And obviously, as they start to battle these guys out, their mustache grows and becomes bad, you know, pointy, and then they get in trouble and lots of fun things happen. But it's just, it's a great read aloud. I actually used it for story time that we have at the bookstore. The parents were laughing. The kids were enthralled. Like, it's just a fun language. You just enjoy it and you smile. And it's one of those ones that when your kid asks you to read it 10 times, you're okay to do that because there's great humor involved. And, you know, who's going to win? Who's actually going to get the pool, the high seas? Is it going to be Captain Kidd and Short John Silver, or will be Javier and his friend Billy?
And who doesn't love a good book about a mustache baby?
I mean, come on. Mustache babies. Where could you go wrong?
What do we have next?
Let's do Are You Scared, Darth Vader? By Adam Rex. Right off the bat, I have to tell you, I am not a Star Wars fan. I know. Millions of people are crying. But I read this one and I smiled through the whole thing. So it's, what is the Dark Lord afraid of? Is it werewolves? Is it witches? Is it vampires? And everyone, he deflects with like, they just bite. Oh, they just, you know, he's not scared. He's, you know, he's Darth Vader. What could he possibly be afraid of? And then at the end, you figure out what it is. But the story, like Adam Rex, is, it's witty. It's entertaining. It's poignant. There's one point where you can really feel in the illustrations how Darth Vader is feeling, where he has this moment of humanity. And it just is, again, one of those stories that you can read over and over again. It's got good references for parents, so they're not bored having to read it 15 times. And it just is, I read it out loud when we first got it, and people were laughing in the store. It just was just a fun story to read and enjoy. So, Are You Scared, Darth Vader? And you have to say scared, like scared, because that's what scared, I hear in my head.
So what years?
It's a picture book. Okay. So, I mean, starting really young. But, I mean, a four-year-old would enjoy it. But, like I said, I'm not four, and I smiled and laughed.
Adam Rex, Are You Scared, Darth Vader, is the name of the book. Okay.
The Unicorn Rescue Society is a part of a series. So this is the fourth book. It's The Chupacabras of the Rio Grande by Adam Gidwich and David Boyles. I hope I said those right. I'm sorry if I didn't. So Elliot and Eugenia, just are normal everyday kids. This is the fourth book in the series, I believe. And then Dr. Fauna is the director of the Unicorn Rescue Society. So this is a society where the kids go out and they help mythical creatures, those ones that you've heard about. They're unicorns, obviously. Bigfoot was involved in one of the stories, and this is about the chupacabras. So they have to go down to Texas, to Rio Grande, where the chupacabras are attacking, and are they attacking the people because they're bad or because they're scared or because they're in trouble? And then the smokes are a huge part of the series as well. These are kind of the nefarious bad people that they have to fight off, not really fight off, but like deal with. So the smokes are after the chupacabra as well. And so it's this whole idea of, will Eugenia and Elliot outsmart the smokes? Are they going to help the chupacabra? There's one following them around. And why is that one following them around? And it's just a great adventure for younger kids. I would say maybe 7 to 10 would really enjoy this story. Also, parents that want to read out loud to kids at that point would enjoy. It's a good adventure to have with your kids, with Elliot and Eugenia and their little dragon that comes up and helps them along the way.
Little dragon. Have you read other books in the Unicorn Rescue Society?
I have not. That's the first one I read, and I understood what was happening in it, even though I jumped right into the fourth one. So you don't have to read 1, 2, and 3, and 4, but I think that it just, you know, gives you a little more background information on Elliot and Eugenia.
It is the Chupacabras of the Rio Grande. It's part of the Unicorn Rescue Society series, number 4, in fact, by Adam Gidwitz and David Boyles. All right.
All right. And the last one, this is a story I really loved. It's Ghost Boys by Jewel Parker Rhodes. And I'm not really sure how to describe it in a way that I think will do it justice. So Jerome is a 12-year-old boy who has been shot in an officer-involved shooting. So the story goes back and forth between leading up to how he got shot, so when he's alive, and then his death, because he is a ghost. And it's kind of, he watches how his family deals with what has happened. While he's in his ghost form, he meets Emmett Till, which we know is from 1955, that Mississippi, when he was in Mississippi, he was shot. And so he's kind of one of the original ghost boys in this story. There's others that come into it as well that, and he meets the only person that's able to see him is the daughter of the officer who actually shot him. So there's that whole thing is where he gets to see how her family is dealing what has happened. It's very applicable to what is happening in our life and in the world around us. But I think it's written so well that it's a great way to introduce younger children to have that conversation on what is happening, and that, you know, all people are important and that we need to be aware and attentive. But we also need to keep the conversation alive so that it doesn't fade into the background of, you know, that, you know, the more we talk about it, the more people are going to be aware of it and how much change that we could make. And I love the way the story is written. Rhodes tells a beautiful story. I cried like pretty much through the whole book, which is a big deal for me. I'm not really a crier, but you just felt the passion that Rhodes has for this story and the importance of this story being told for everyone. And I just think if you really want to have a conversation with 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds about officer-involved shootings and all that, that this is the book, this is the way to kick off that conversation. So I think it's a really powerful and important book that's really well told.
The name of the book is Ghost Boys by Jewel Parker Rhodes. Anything else happening at the bookstore we want to be aware of?
Tomorrow we're doing a chalk decorating, so the kids are going to come decorate our sidewalks with some chalk, assuming the weather holds up. We do have a plan B if the weather doesn't hold up. Always have a plan B. And then this week we have two guests. We have Garrett Kaiser on Friday, and his The World Pushes Back. It's a book on poetry. And then Mark Berger on Saturday at 6 p.m., and that's Something's Happening Here, a 60s odyssey from Brooklyn to Woodstock. So it's talking about what brought us, you know, to Woodstock, and so both of them should be really great. And one other small plug, we are doing our summer reading program bingo, so if you would like to join in bingo for summer reading, come up to the children's department and grab a bingo board.
Well, it's summer reading bingo. That sounds very fun.
What else could you need in life?
You know, on Sunday, we you let us take over the children's section for our conversation with Ocean Vuong, which was one of the most incredible conversations I've ever had. It'll be on the book show, and it'll air a week from today.
Nice. Beautiful.
At 3:30. So, yeah. Or at 3, I'm sorry, at 3 o'clock, 3 to 3:30 on the book show. An amazing book, an amazing human being, and thank you for letting us take over your entire department.
Absolutely. We're happy to share.
Very, very nice. You can find out about all the cool things going on in Northshire by visiting them at northshire.com, northshire.com, or visit them in Manchester Center, Vermont, or Saratoga Springs, New York. You can also see Nicole's list by going to wamc.org/roundtable, and the book list will be there as well. Nicole, it was once we got you in the studio, everything was great. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.